Officials say the La Crosse Blufflands Protection Program is unprecedented in Wisconsin. The Mississippi Valley Conservancy and City of La Crosse have made their first purchase, 12 acres of scenic blufftop property on the east side of the city. The City Council put up $200,000 of taxpayer money for the first year of the program. City Planner Larry Kurtz says the plan is to continue to expand bluffland acquisition. Kurtz says the Conservancy acts as a broker and also applies for grants to help pay for the land.
The Mississippi Valley Conservancy really acts as kind of our land agent, if you will, and works with property owners to either buy land or obtain easements, conservation easements. And then at some point, they'll retain an easement and then turn the property over to the city and then through the park board, administer the use of the property.
The Mississippi Valley Conservancy retains an easement so it could control use of the land, mainly to keep it preserved for the public. Conservancy Director Cynthia Olmsted says the Conservancy purchased the land and will own it for a few months while arrangements are made to turn it over to the city. Olmsted says the land will eventually belong to the public.
We want to apply for a state grant, but at this point, even without a formal plan, you know, they can come and hike here and just view.
The Conservancy paid $178,000 for the 12 acres it bought from La Crosse attorney Tom Fitzpatrick, but a potential state grant could return about half and leave funds for other purchases. Olmsted says it's the first such local public-private land partnership in the state. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.